Gonna have your mouth gag so God can hear your cry. It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. That's the sound of Rain Machine, one of the bands featured in our latest Gig Alert. Every day, WNYC's culture team helps curate the city's music scene for our listeners, offering daily downloads on our website from artists performing in the city that night. And here on The Takeaway, WNYC's digital producer Otis Hart joins us every other Friday to alert us to some of the upcoming gigs. Hi, Otis.
Morning, Richard.
Okay, Sunday is Valentine's Day. I'm seeing red. I'm seeing hearts. I'm seeing romance.
And you're hearing a song called Give Blood.
That's romance?
Well, it's a song by Kip Malone of TV on the Radio. He goes as Rain Machine in his solo project. And he's presenting a Valentine's Day party at Glasslands Gallery in Williamsburg on Valentine's night. Rain Machine basically sounds a lot like TV on the Radio without all the electronic wizardry. So he'll be playing that night. He's got his friend Miles Benjamin Anthony Robinson playing. He's got a third band called Iran, which is more traditional indie rock, and a very romantically titled band, Candles of Paradise.
Now, there are a lot of other Valentine's options. That's the strumming of the late and many say great Jack Rose. Now, he has a rather tragic story.
Yes, Jack was arguably the best finger-picking guitarist since the originator of the modern form, John Fahey. He was really a star of the modern folk scene. He recorded several gorgeous albums for six-string and 12-string guitar and seemed ready to take that next step towards more mainstream recognition when he died of a heart attack in December. The album that he did record before his death comes out in a couple weeks, and a lot of his friends are getting together on Valentine's night at Issue Project Room in the Gowanus section of Brooklyn for a night of remembrance, and it features a lot of the bands that he's played with over his career.
Let's shift gears a little bit. Monday, there's another holiday. It's President's Day. Not necessarily romantic, but it's another possible theme here. Do you have anything presidential?
Not exactly, Richard, but would you take something royal?
Well,
President's Day was originally concocted to mark the birthday of George Washington, who is as close as we get to royalty, right?
It's arguable.
The Royal Bangs are playing at the Knitting Factory in Williamsburg. They kind of blend frenetic, angular indie rock with some electronic flourishes. They're like, you can dance to them or you can lean against the wall, whatever you want.
And finally, it's Mardi Gras, and I guess it was, unofficially kicked off by the Saints winning the Super Bowl, but this coming Tuesday marks the official culmination of the annual celebration. It's Fat Tuesday, and we have an event to help people in this area get into the spirit.
That's right. You're hearing the sounds of the Sugartone Brass Band, and they're playing at SOB's on Tuesday night. The Sugartone Brass Band is basically New York's New Orleans-style second line band. Second line band is the band that follows the floats in a parade and gets people to dance. They've been spreading Crescent City love since 2002, and they're sure to be a good time.
Otis Hart is a digital producer for WNYC's culture site. You can find free MP3 downloads and stream concerts from around the city. Visit our website at culture.wnyc.org. Otis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Richard.